Everyone, it is 9:34. The meeting is called to order. This is a virtual meeting of the City of Los Angeles Ethics Commission per directives from Governor Gavin Newsom. We are virtual. Members of the community have an opportunity to address the commission if they would follow the instructions listed on the website. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. I want to let you know I'm having really terrible allergies this morning, so please bear with me, and we're going to get through the agenda, which is not particularly lengthy, in a very timely manner. So meeting call to order. We're going to go right into agenda item two. I know Mr. Previn had some comments. Mr. Previn, please.
Madam President, I'm sorry to interrupt. If we may please call roll first.
Sure. Thank you.
Good morning, commissioners. When your name is called, please state your name for the record and say present. Commissioner Dar.
Commissioner Dar, present.
Commissioner Davis.
Commissioner Davis, present.
Commissioner Janow.
Commissioner Janow, present.
Commissioner Murray.
Commissioner Murray, present.
Commissioner Orden.
Commissioner Orden, present.
Great. We have five members present and a quorum. Thank you. Back to you, Madam President.
Thank you. Moving on to agenda item two, we have public comments, and it looks like there may be another one coming in. So we're going to start with Mr. Previn. Mr. Previn, please state your name, where you're from, and the agenda item that you would like to address. Thank you.
And Mr. Previn, if you can please dial star six to unmute.
Thank you. It's Eric Previn from Studio City, and I know you're meeting at the new time, and I read that the staff had recommended 9:30 on either a Tuesday or a Wednesday of even-numbered months. So, you know, the problem with Tuesdays and Wednesdays is that typically the city and the county meet on Tuesday, and that is in a little bit of a conflict, but fair enough. Simply add some meetings at night, because I think that especially for ethics, where there's people who are rushing off to do work who know what's going on, they should be invited to these meetings. It's hard at the times that you've arranged. Kudos to Jamie Lee, who is a fat cat. Let me just be very clear. She is president of the Board of Harbor Commissioners, and so we're glancing lightly at some of the recusals she's made. But let's review her portfolio. She is the topper at Jameson Properties, where Mr. Ridley Thomas will sit forward very quickly because, and I think Andrea Orden will probably remember just after she left, they were feeding Jameson enormous county contracts for real estate, and a small resident poked at that, and out came sort of a two dozen contracts for millions and millions of dollars on an annual, monthly even basis. Shocking and fascinating. She's also in charge over there at USC of everything, the Asian Pacific Alumni Association, but not just that. She's on the board. She's a California fan. I mean, this woman's CV, we should all take a long look and realize how little we've done compared to what she's a Harvard-Westlake alumni. Now, I know this body is very familiar with Harvard-Westlake's prodigious fundraising and excellent work in many, many sectors. Also, look at that, YMCA board member. This is a group that worked closely with Englander for years at sort of denying access to the features that the local government program, the youth in government program, that John Lee remembers so well, now known as Stafford B. We wish everybody well. But let's glance at what she's done and say kudos. Now, going back to the lobbying report, I wanted to mark for the first time that I found out. Oh, that was awkward.
Mr. Previn, I will give you one more minute. Thank you.
Are you okay? I want to make sure everybody's okay. That sounded terrible.
No, sir. That was the timer. You have one more minute to speak on action item number five. Thank you.
Okay. I thought that sounded like staff tried to give me a little more time and got zapped.
One more minute, Christmas. Sir. Thank you.
Thank you. So glancing at just quickly the lobbying report, I miss Mark Lowe. He was a diligent man, and I like the new guy, too. He provided some information about Tina Choi. She's a lobbyist who has been working diligently to the tune of about 85 grand in just the last few months, fixing a little problem for Sportsman's Lodge LLC, the group that are also Midwood, so someone should check that. But What they're doing is they're trying to avoid widening Ventura Boulevard, as was a condition by the Department of Transportation. So rather than spend the $1 million+ to do that work at Whitsitt and Coldwater Canyon off on Ventura Boulevard, what they've agreed to do is have Tina Choi go in there, and somebody came up with the great idea that you don't need to widen it anymore. We've agreed we don't need to widen it. Thank you. And now Tina Choi is collecting the money, and we can't figure out who gave the actual order. We assume it was Carol. Oh, is everybody okay?
Sir, you had one more minute, which I warned you of. Thank you for your comments. We're moving on to the next comment.
Are you okay? That sounded very bad.
We're fine, sir. Thank you. Are there any other individuals who wish to comment pursuant to agenda item number 2?
If there are any additional public comments, please dial *9 to raise your hand. Please dial *9 to raise your hand if you would like to make a comment. Seeing none, Madam President.
Thank you. Moving on to, oh, there is a hand. Oh, I'm sorry, that person was Mr. Previn. Thank you. Moving on to agenda item number 3, the approval of the minutes. Has everyone had an opportunity to look at the meeting minutes from the last meeting? I'm assuming that you have. I would like someone to entertain a motion to approve the meetings from the last, approve the minutes from the last meeting. And I said, my allergies are acting up, so thank you. I will clear that up for the record. Is there a motion to approve the meetings of the last? A motion to approve the minutes of the last meeting. I am so sorry.
Commissioner Darrow, so moved to approve the minutes as submitted.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Commissioner Davis, second.
Thank you. Is there any discussion? Madam, call for the question.
The question is on the approval of the last motion made. Those in favor of the motion, please say yes. Those opposed, please say no. Commissioner Dar?
Commissioner Dar, yes.
Commissioner Davis?
Commissioner Davis, yes.
Commissioner Janow?
Commissioner Janow, yes.
Commissioner Murray?
Commissioner Murray, yes.
Commissioner Orden?
Commissioner Orden, yes.
We have 5 yes votes.
Motion carries. Thank you. Moving on to agenda item 4, are there any comments from the Neighborhood Council?
There appear to be none, Madam President.
Thank you. Moving on to agenda item number 5, an action item, recusal of Jamie Lee. Mr. Joseph.
Hi, good morning, everyone. For the record, my name is Tyler Joseph. I am the policy director, and this is item 5. Item 5 is a review of recusals by Ms. Jamie L. Lee, who is the president of the Board of Harbor Commissioners. President Lee has been on that commission since April of 2018, and her current term will expire in June of this year. She is the CEO and a longtime employee of a real estate development company, which is part of a larger real estate firm. And that firm has a business relationship with a separate company who is an investor in Trapac LLC. Trapac is a shipping company that is currently negotiating a permit with the city through the Harbor Commission's property negotiators. So as a result of those business relationships, President Lee has been advised by the Harbor Commission city attorney to recuse herself from those discussions. And during this review period, she did recuse herself 4 times from those matters. All 4 of them came up during closed session, and all 4 were discussion only. So there were no reportable actions taken by the Harbor Commission during any of these items. This was a long-term permit, something that required multiple amendments, so it is likely ongoing. But during this review period, President Lee participated in over 98% of the items that came before the commission, And for these reasons, we recommend a finding that no divestment be required and that you adopt the resolution in Attachment A for that purpose. So if you have any questions about that, I would be happy to answer them.
Are there any questions from any of the commissioners? Are there any comments from any of the commissioners with regards to this item? Hearing none and seeing none, I would like one of the commissioners at their pleasure to make a motion to approve Resolution A with regards to Jamie Lee.
Commissioner Orden, I move to approve the recommendation for the commissioners.
Janelle will second.
Thank you. Call for the question, please.
The question is on the approval of the last motion made. Those in favor of the motion, please say yes. Those opposed, please say no. Commissioner Dar?
Commissioner Dar, yes.
Commissioner Davis?
Commissioner Davis, yes.
Commissioner Janow?
Commissioner Janow, yes.
Commissioner Murray?
Commissioner Murray, yes.
Commissioner Orden?
Commissioner Orden, yes.
We have 5 yes votes and the motion carries.
Thank you. Moving on to action item 6 with regards to recusals for Edward Rennick. Mr. Joseph.
So item 6 is a review of the recusals of Mr. Edward Renwick. Mr. Renwick is the vice president of the Board of Harbor Commissioners. He's served on that commission since November of 2013, and his term expires in June of next year. And Mr. Renwick recused himself 11 times during this review period. 10 of those were concerning a single legal dispute between the city and an organization which Mr. Renwick has personal and business relationships with. This lawsuit has been going on for some time. If it sounds familiar, it was actually what triggered our previous review of Mr. Renwick in 2020. As was the case back then, Mr. Renwick has been participating in the overwhelming majority of the items that come before the Harbor Commission. This time around, it was more than 95%. In addition, all of these items came during closed session. They were all informal discussions and no reportable action was taken. This is basically identical to the review that we had for Mr. Renwick previously. So for all of these reasons, we are again recommending that while this may continue into the future, that these recusals are not significant in number or impact. And again, we're recommending that no divestment be recommended and that Attachment A be adopted for that purpose. So if you have any questions, I can also answer those now.
Thank you. Are there any questions or comments from any of the commissioners with regards to this item? Hearing none and seeing none, I would ask one of the commissioners to entertain a motion to approve Resolution A with regards to Edward Rennick.
Commissioner Orden, I move to approve this recommendation as to the commissioner.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Commissioner Davis, second.
Thank you. Call for the question, please.
The question is on the approval of the last motion made. Those in favor of the motion, please say yes. Those opposed, please say no. Commissioner Dar?
Commissioner Dar, yes.
Commissioner Davis?
Commissioner Davis, yes.
Commissioner Janow?
Commissioner Janow, yes.
Commissioner Murray?
Commissioner Murray, yes.
Commissioner Orden?
Commissioner Orden, yes.
We have 5 yes votes and the motion carries.
Thank you. I want to skip down to the agenda. That ends our action items. I want to skip down to the agenda to number 10, policy and legislative update.
All right, on number 10, the policy update, we have 2 additional recusal reviews coming up at the next meeting. One of those is at the Board of Recreation and Parks, and another is back at the Harbor Commission. As a brief update, the City Council did move forward with the official date change of the election for 2022 for the general. So as a result, we went forward with updating all of our publications, so our candidate guides, our materials on our website, all of the informational materials that we put out to the candidate, letting them know about this change, letting them know how it will impact their different operations that that all go, kind of come along with that. So everything on the website is now up to date. This has sort of been a long process, something that we've been waiting on for a while, but it is now official. So that election date has now changed, and that's everything we have for the update. We're still waiting on the Rules Committee to move forward with the technical updates to the campaign finance ordinance that you all approved in December. The Rules Committee meeting was canceled most recently, but the next time that is scheduled, we anticipate that will be on their agenda.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Joseph. And now, last but not least, item number 11, Executive Director, Mr. Tristan.
Good morning, Commissioners. I did want to quickly clarify something that Tyler just mentioned. He said the June general election, but that's actually the June primary election. So the election was moved, the primary March election was moved to June, just to make sure we were clear on that. In terms of additional details with regard to the executive director's report, I wanted to start off with some great news. Ken Hardy has joined our staff as our new director of enforcement. Ken brings with him 25 years of local experience advising and prosecuting on campaign finance laws and governmental ethics laws. Most recently, he served as the supervising deputy county counsel for the county of San Bernardino, and he has hit the ground running with all his familiarity with our laws. So I wanted to give Ken an opportunity to provide some comments, and he's joined us right now.
Thank you. Mr. Hardy, welcome aboard.
Thank you, Madam President and members of the Commission. I just wanted to say I'm very excited, and it's an honor to be the new Director of Enforcement for the Ethics Commission. And I wanted to thank David Tristan and Heather Holt for that opportunity, and I look forward to carrying out my duties in the future.
Terrific. Again, welcome aboard. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And Commissioners, I wanted to end on providing you an update, given that the mayor released his budget yesterday and what his proposal means for our office. There's good news and bad news. As part of his proposal, they are allowing us to rehire the program manager position for the lobbying program. They are also continuing funding for a programmer position that would be the position that would create the developer contribution database. That position was provided to us this year, but funding had to be used to pay for the cancellation of the staff furloughs and payments related to this separation incentive program. On the downside, they are proposing to cut the director of audits position and are not proposing creating a senior analyst position that would oversee the developer program. And that position would in essence be the one providing advice, guidance, overseeing the electronic filings of the documentation, providing training to the developers. So while we understand that the city is still in challenging budget times, we are going to move forward and make our case with the council in the coming weeks. Meeting with Budget Committee is scheduled for April 28th, and like I said, between now and then, we'll be meeting with council offices to discuss why these positions are extremely critical for us. And I would be more than glad to answer any questions you might have.
Does anyone have any questions for Mr. Tristan?
I don't think this is a question, Commissioner Orton, but it is a comment. I can remember when I was first appointed, some of the concerns that were expressed to me at that time was delays in audits and how long it took. So I find it extraordinary to think that that would be a position that was not only cut, but not increased substantially, because as much work as the staff has done on ability to close out these audits and to do the right amount of diligence, we are behind.
Commissioner Orden, that is correct. And we have a response due to the Budget and Finance Committee today by noon, and I've incorporated those comments in there that given the last financial crisis that the city went through, we had a substantial loss in the audit team. We were down to two staff members, and it's taken us a substantial amount of time to gain those positions back to get us to a point where by this coming the 2022 election, we were going to be on schedule to start audits right after the election had ended. So this will have a substantial impact, and we will be making that point in our letter to the Budget and Finance Committee.
Thank you very much. I agree with Commissioner Orden. That was one of the things were about transparency in the elections, and it is a little disconcerting that is the area that they have decided that they want to trim. Are there any other comments or questions from any of the other commissioners? Well, seeing none, it is 9:55. I hope I didn't rush everybody, but again, I'm having really terrible allergies this morning. And as you could say, I'm wearing my glasses, and oddly enough, I see worse with my glasses on than I do with them off. So hence the agenda minute meeting debacle earlier. But I want to thank everybody for their time and attention, and also the community. And unless there is objection, I would make a motion or entertain a motion to adjourn the meeting at 9:55. Is there a motion to adjourn?
I'll move.
Thank you, Commissioner. Is there a second?
Commissioner Orden, second.
Thank you. A call for the question.
The question is on the approval of the last motion made. Those in favor of the motion, please say yes. Those opposed, please say no. Commissioner Dar?
Commissioner Dar, yes.
Commissioner Davis?
Commissioner Davis, yes.
Commissioner Janow?
Commissioner Janow, yes.
Commissioner Murray?
Commissioner Murray, yes.
Commissioner Orden?
Commissioner Orden, yes.
That's 5 yes votes, and the motion carries.
Thank you, everyone. I will see you in the summer, and have a great day.
Thank you, commissioners.
Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Feel better.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you.
Feel better, Melinda.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
The recording has stopped.